KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 59 degrees, and we look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, no serious injuries were reported following a collision between a pickup truck and a dump truck Monday afternoon on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. Authorities say a dump truck had just merged onto I-80 eastbound and was traveling in the right lane when the driver of the pickup in the left lane became distracted and swerved into the right lane, causing his vehicle to hit the dump truck. The driver of the pickup refused medical treatment at the scene of the crash, which happened around 4:35 p.m. The pickup was a total loss. There were no names released. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported three recent arrests. On Sunday, 50-year-old Rex McDermott and 25-year-old Haley R. Anderson, both of Atlantic, were arrested on separate OWI charges, and both were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Friday, 24-year-old Curtis McCoy of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the second degree and nine counts of unauthorized use of a credit card. McCoy was being held in the Cass County Jail. Authorities said also there were no injuries reported following an accident Saturday afternoon on 5th Street near the intersection of Spruce. A vehicle driven by Amanda Martin of Atlantic was traveling west on 5th from Spruce. A vehicle driven by Lisa Shotwell of Exira was northbound in the alley between Spruce and Olive. When Shotwell failed to yield coming out of the alley, her vehicle struck Martin's vehicle on the left front, causing a total of $3,200 damage. Shotwell was cited for failure to yield upon entering a roadway. A traffic stop Monday evening at around 7:15 in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man on a drug charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 18-year-old Jackson Saul of Corning was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. The charge stems from an incident that took place on February 25th. Saul was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Union County said Monday two people were arrested on Union County warrants over the past few days. At around 8:30 p.m. Friday, 24-year-old Joseph Charles Cosenza Weaver of Lenox was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for failure to serve his jail sentence on a charge of possession of controlled substance. Cosenza Weaver was later released after serving the remainder of his jail sentence. And 40-year-old Melissa Joan Wilson of Murray was arrested Sunday night at the Dallas County Sheriff's Office on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of theft in the third degree. Wilson was being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And the funeral for a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty was held Monday morning. Mark Burbridge was 43. His son Caleb said his father pointed him in the positive direction in life.
You're a man I can be proud of being my dad, and I will always have stories from you that ended with a don't tell Jessica or don't tell your mom. But after all of this, I can always thank you for setting me down the right path in life and always teaching me to just roll with it.
Caleb said his father gave him a sense of respect and taught him many skills.
Dear Dad, I want you to know just how much you mean to me. I love you more than anything in the world, and I'm going to miss you until the day I die. You and I were going to do a lot together. You were going to give me my first beer, you were going to help me fix up my first car, and you were going to take me on my first four-wheeler trip. But I don't always remember you by what we couldn't do together. I instead wanted to thank you for everything that you gave me.
A little levity was added as well as Caleb thanked his father for taking him to Hooters for his 10th birthday. Burbridge's daughter Carly also shared some thoughts on her father.
I was a huge daddy's girl growing up as well as a little tomboy. So we shot guns and bows. He took me camping and four-wheeling, and we played video games together like Guitar Hero and Call of Duty Ghosts.
While her father was a hero to the community, Carly said he was also her personal hero.
Because he protected me from the monsters under the bed to the ones that walk the streets. Not only did he protect me, but he also had the exhausting and expensive job of raising me to be a decent person. He taught me how to be caring, independent, and strong. To sum it all up, he was a great cop, but an amazing dad.
Burbridge was shot and killed 1 week ago Monday by an inmate who escaped the jail in Council Bluffs before he was captured in Omaha. Burbridge was a 12-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. And about 200 relatives of Iowa and Nebraska service members will be honored during a day of public and private events. The Omaha World Herald reports the Gold Star families will be guests of honor and remember Nebraska chapter at a private commemorative dinner on Saturday. Chapter President Jim Myers says the families will then be bused to TD America. Ameritrade Park for the 7th annual Families of the Fallen Walk, while they're marching to the stadium before the beginning of a college baseball game. After the game, the names of the service members who died in Iraq and Afghanistan fighting will be displayed on the stadium's jumbo screen. George Lutz says he started Honor and Remember and began distributing flags to Gold Star family members to tell them their sacrifice is remembered. In our funeral announcements, Andrew Andy Frederickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Two gatherings to celebrate the life of Andy Frederickson will be held. One will be the going-away party that Andy planned at the Elbow Room on May 19th from 5 until 7 p.m. The second will be a celebration of his life that his wife Nancy is planning at the Nishna Hills Golf Club on May 22nd from 6 until 8 p.m. Both are here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. And Galen L. Hansen, age 73, of Exira, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Following cremation, there will be a private family service held for Galen Hansen at a later date and at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.